Welcome to the Shipley Podcast. This is episode 2, and we are so excited to have you join us. My name is Mallory Price. I'm from Shipley Associates. And with me is Javier Cazenga from Shipley Latin America. He's one of our lead proposal managers there. And Brad Douglas is also joining me. He is the Executive Vice President of Global Strategy at Shipley. So thank you both of us for coming, and Javier especially coming from San Jose, Costa Rica, for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. We are just so excited you're here. For today's episode, we thought this would be a good follow-on to episode 1, where we talked about that follow the sun model. And today we will discuss one of Shipley's client strategic initiatives to help you as our listeners understand a unique model for increasing sales and improving win rates on bids and proposals. So Brad, I know you have some questions right off the bat for Javier, so do you want to kick this off for us?
I do. And again, Javier, thank you. And Mallory, thank you. I want to get right to probably what a lot of people wonder, Javier, that is, could you share with everyone exactly what type of services you're providing the client in Costa Rica on behalf of Shipley?
Right. So for this client, we provide a full service bid and proposal support for their sales organization. What that means is we come in and help their sales executives coordinate, complete, and create graphics for proposals they have in their various markets. And so we do this especially for the Americas, but in coordination with other time zones as Europe or Asia.
And you're doing this all virtually from
Correct.
Costa Rica?
Correct.
Supporting most
Yes.
of the Americas. Okay.
Definitely. With the modern technology, you don't really need to travel anywhere. And so you do everything over web conference and over the phone.
Great. And you've been doing this now for this client for almost 2 years. How would you say it's going from your vantage point? You've been with the team from the inception, from the start. What kind of feedback are you receiving from the client and specifically from the sales organization?
Well, it's definitely reassuring, and when you get great feedback from the sales organization, they feel so relieved that we helped them. They feel like a burden is taken off their shoulders, and really, if you could see some of the feedback, you would mistake it for a love letter.
Okay.
Sometimes.
That's great. So you feel like our team is gaining trust, and they're willing to turn to you to help them win a deal.
Exactly. And they at the beginning, the first couple of times you work with a team, they really don't know what to expect. But in the process, when they see you really trying to understand their needs and their own customer needs and putting that into a document, then they realize that this is going to be their gain for the presentation of these bids and proposals.
So to follow up on that, earlier you had mentioned to me that one of the main objectives of this particular client was to free up the salespeople's time so they could actually spend more time with customer-facing selling activities. How is that being met?
Definitely. What happens is that we become the almost as knowledgeable as them in the customer situation that they're in and what the customer is asking in an RFP or in a request for a proposal that they received orally or written. And so that gives them the confidence that they can step out of that process, go spend more time with the customer doing the next thing on their pipeline, and that we are in the back doing this work and moving this process along.
Fantastic.
So Javier, another reason the client chose this model was to improve consistency in proposals or to have Shipley train the team and provide best practices to rely on for bid and proposal presentation, right? Do you feel you're accomplishing this, and is the team all on the same page with those best practices?
Yes. So before we even touched our first RFP, we all went through a process of onboarding and training, and the team was already a mix of experienced professionals in the area of proposals and others that had experience writing in the business environment. And so we all went and to training, to actual classroom, Shipley classroom training, and were immersed with the best practices of the industry. And additionally to that, our client was very interested that everybody in our team went through a training from, or a certification by the Association of Proposal Management Professionals. And that's something that we also worked for, was to get certified by what is known the APMP framework. And so we are all certified practitioners, foundation practitioners of the APMP.
Oh, that's great. Great yeah. to hear that you actually are all on the same page.
Good. And I assume, Javier, in the 2 years you've been doing this, that not everything went perfectly, that there's been some challenges along the way. Could you just share any of the challenges you or your team have had and how you tried to overcome those?
Sure, and it's always going to be challenges in everything. And these are, for this particular client, very complex responses that we have to put together. And so I think the first challenge is keeping a large team on track and with their eyes on the goal, especially when there's hard due dates and hard deadlines that you have to meet. And so that's one. And another is clarifying the expectations within the team. Now, before, the teams just worked among themselves. They had a way of working and dividing and conquer. Now they have a new actor in the mix, and they sometimes we need to all work together and put our heads together on how to better tackle the task.
So managing all the moving parts between sales and the solution team and the technical team, that's
correct.
Been a major challenge that you've had to figure out.
Right. And in this case, there are several technical contributors to the proposals that are not part of the sales organization. And so they also need to be in sales mode and understand that it's not just throwing features and characteristics of their product at the client, but understanding and writing to the customer need.
Great. So, Javier, you mentioned earlier covering all time zones. We got Eastern Europe, India, Costa Rica for the Americas. And part of the goal, I know, has been to help this client establish a deeper bench, be able to support more opportunities better, ultimately winning more business. So have you been able to attract and retain good quality talent in I guess you can speak mostly to Costa Rica?
Yes, and in fact, in the 2 years that we started, we've actually had almost no turnover in our group, and this group has actually doubled its size. So it's been great, a great relationship with the customer, and it's been a great show of trust that we are growing and adding more individuals to this team. And we have a nice mix of very experienced individuals and others that are just coming into this profession, and they are all interacting and exchanging their own experiences and enriching each other with that.
Great.
That's fantastic. And to hear that you've had almost no turnover, I mean, that's kind of unheard of in so many organizations today. So thank you for sharing your insight, and this is wonderful to have you with us. Brad, do you have any further questions before we wrap up the episode?
Well, it's kind of a comment, kind of a question, I guess. This just kind of came to mind, Javier, based on your last response. But I'm guessing people that are listening to this or might read it are a little bit skeptical that you could actually offshore or nearshore proposal development, including some of the writing and graphics, and really make it work and really produce customer-focused proposals. Do you have anything to say to people? You can't do that.
Well, there are places and countries that have actually steered their whole industry to that. And I can speak for Costa Rica. And the case there is that education and employment trends tend to provide the kind of talent that Shipley was looking for this project. And so there is a big talent pool in Costa Rica to build teams like this. And there are multiple multinationals and global companies just doing this, not this particular work, but doing complex, high-value services out of Costa Rica. And that has turned a wheel that it's spinning and creating the need in schools and in colleges. And it's all steered to that. And so that's the way I think this team found all its members and can still produce more professionals in that area.
Oh, good. And being a part personally of the hiring and onboarding process in these international locations, I echo what you're saying. The talent pool is there. The focus of Costa Rica on education, training, development is very, very strong. So it's becoming part of the culture and part of the, I would say, the next generation of workforce is just highly, highly skilled, highly educated, and business smart. And certainly this model can't be applied in all industries. You know, the federal government, U.S. federal government, would be probably not one that, because of international constraints,
yeah,
it would work. But in a lot of the, especially the business-to-business high-tech areas, this certainly would apply.
Definitely. I think the people in my team, the only thing they can't really acquire is security.
Yeah.
Security, top level or top secret security clearance. But besides that, we can pretty much do all of this.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So Javier and Brad, thank you so much for joining me today. I love being part of this and learning so much more about this business and where it takes us. So anyway, once again, listeners, this has been episode 2 of the Shipley podcast. This podcast will live on the Shipley website, which is shipleywins.com. So feel free to re-listen and check out episode 1 if you haven't listened to that one yet. And at that, thanks again for joining me, and we will see you guys next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.